Doris, a dog's life. An old dog who made a big mistake came moving with a dreadful girl named Doris, who wore pink sneakers and chewed gum.
The dog had met Doris at the park. She seemed nice enough at the time. She threw sticks, scratched him behind the ears, and said things like, "Nice doggy," which wasn't exactly a brilliant conversation, but it was kindly meant.
So the dog followed Doris home. When she got there, she begged her parents to let him stay.
"I'll feed it,"
she promised.
"I'll walk it, wash it, and brush it every day, and if you don't say yes, I'll hold my breath until it explodes!"
Doris's parents thought it over for a while. At last, they said yes. Probably they didn't want bits of exploded Doris all over the furniture.
Once Doris had the dog, however, she didn't do anything that she promised. She didn't walk it, she didn't play with it, she certainly didn't wash it and brush it. Before very long, a mess but terrible animal was a mess of tangle of hair and fleas, mainly fleas, quickly got around the neighborhood that if a flea wanted a snack, it would stop by Doris's house.
One evening, the dog was doing what he did every evening, lying on the hall rug and scratching. He scratched and scratched and scratched some more until finally a flea fell out of his fur and onto the floor.
"Ha, gotcha. Now watch me bite. I'll bite you in two."
The dog opened his mouth and bared his teeth.
"Give me a break,"
said the flea.
"I will give you a break right down your middle."
"Look, you're making a big mistake. You strike me as a dog that needs a pal, and I can be that pal. Let me live, and I promise, if you ever need help you out, I will bite me in half, and what do you get? Flea breath."
"Help me?"
The dog couldn't believe his ears. They were a little unbelievable, long and floppy.
"A little pipsqueak like you?
Who knows? I might even save your life one day."
"Save my life?
The dog roared with laughter.
"What are you gonna do? Become a veterinarian? Give me free tickets to the flea circus?"
He roared again.
"You know, Flea, I like you. I hadn't laughed like that for ages. You're really cheering me up. Tell you what, I won't bite you in half. You're free to go, so scram."
The flea scrammed. About a year later, Doris forgot to close the door on her way into the house. The dog saw a chance to escape, and he took it. He slipped out before anyone noticed. At last, he was free! Free! He howled with joy and began running up and down the street to celebrate his good fortune.
While the dog pranced around, a kind-looking man waited at him. The happy dog wagged his tail and bounded over to the man, eager for a pat on the head. But the man didn't pat him. He lunged forward and grabbed the dog's collar and dragged the poor mutt to a little truck. On the sign on the truck, it said dog pound.
"I really know how to pick 'em,"
the dog said to himself. The man unlocked the back of the truck. Inside, a half dozen capture dogs began barking and howling. "This is it," thought the dog. "There's no escape this time. I'm done for." But just as the dog was ready to give up, the man let go of the dog's collar and began slapping and scratching himself as if he were being attacked by fleas.
Which he was, or at least by one flea. It was probably the dog's old buddy who lived in a dash done that the dog catcher caught earlier. The flea saw a chance to keep his promise, and he bit the man as hard as he could. And then he jumped into the old dog hog and shouted,
"Quick, let's get out of here!
Quick!"
The dog took off down the street. When they were safely away, the dog spoke to Little Free, riding on his nose.
"Thanks, that was a narrow escape."
"And you laugh when I promise I'll save your life someday."
"You're right. I guess I've learned the lesson that even a little friend can be a big help. Now then, friend Flea, let me show my thanks. May I take you to dinner? How about you and I go out for a bite of Doris?"